three, and it'll be, just introduce yourself. Who are you?
Hi, Dennis, I'm Joanne.
Ladies and gentlemen, Joanne.
Moshi, moshi, Joanne.
Moshi, moshi, Joanne. Hoi, hoi, and indeed, what's the...
Oigame, digame.
Oigame, digame. Vic Reeves and Bob Mortimer, last night, were very, very keen to know more about you.
Are they?
Yeah, they were. They were saying, oh, is it real, Joanne? Is it real? I said, absolutely real, yeah. I may have given them too much information, actually, but they send their hello.
Not that Danny can be bought by two halves of cider, but that's all I'm saying.
So, Joe, what developments? Happy New Year to you, Joe.
Happy New Year.
For new listeners,
yeah, right.
For new listeners, Joe is an old correspondent of ours a couple of months now, whereby we asked, are you strangely attracted, sexually attracted to footballers? Joe has slept with a Premier League manager, several, we can say now, Premier League footballers, in an ongoing thing. And she regularly rings in and updates us, and we love her, she sent us Christmas presents, the whole thing. Joe, what news do you bring?
Well, I was in Barcelona for Christmas, New Year.
With?
Well, just with my friends, but Bo One came over to see me.
If you're at all this sounds... See, Bo One was right off the scene for a while, wasn't he?
Well,
he's been
there.
He's a background presence.
Yeah, that's
okay.
Right.
Okay, deep throat. Okay. Oh, man, could I pick the worst? Sorry.
Yeah, couldn't really.
I think it took a second there as well, I didn't think. So, so you're in Barcelona.
Yeah.
He came out to see you.
My friends weren't too happy, but...
Why? Because you were snogging all the time.
Yeah, and we'd said, no men involved in that holiday.
Yeah, girls' weekend.
Well, that was always going to be a paper promise, wasn't it?
Yeah,
that's right. No men for all the new year. Okay.
And you know how he's trying to find a new club?
Yes.
Well, he's got me and my friends to ring some Spanish clubs pretending to be his agent.
You're kidding?
No.
You see, I always say that you're kidding, and we always find that she's not. The more far-fetched, the more we have a cross-reference, and we do try and...
Does he not have a proper agent, Joe?
He does, but his agent's rubbish. His agent's an alcoholic, apparently.
Really?
That's what he told me.
Mind you, that leaves most football agents going, all right, wait, do we have him on the books? I nearly said his bloody name there.
Did you really?
Yes, I did.
Okay.
Lucky for you, you don't know it. But
no, I always forget it. I get them all mixed up. So, you rang a few clubs.
I rang a few clubs,
okay,
yeah.
Then what are they saying to Spanish people when you are...
Oh, you may.
So they got through to, for instance, who did you ring?
Oh, I started off at Barcelona.
Okay, so I'm
actually knowing the player. I've moved down to at least Deportivo La Coruña, if I were you.
So you picked up the phone and said,
Oigame.
And you said?
I said, hello, I'm calling from my club, the club I used to work at, pretended I was there. And I said, have you heard of this player? He's blah, blah, blah. And I said, I lied and said that he played for his country several times.
He played in his country several times, hasn't he? To be fair.
Yeah. Now, have you, was he sitting beside you, sort of tapping your leg?
He was writing things down for
me. I bet he was. No, say this.
And did anyone bite?
No, not really.
We'd love you to request a video of him in action.
No, it was a gift.
I know.
So no luck there then.
Well, Mallorca took my number, and they rang me back at the hotel.
Small beer Mallorca, aren't they?
No, top of the table right now.
Yeah, I know, but in the same way as QPR sometimes top of the table, isn't it?
It's basically the new year, Danny.
Yeah, the Charlton supporters are learning that. Anyway, okay, so you did that, and Mallorca are the only one who's showing any interest.
Mallorca was the only one that rang me back and said they wanted some details, like his sort of, his achievements to date.
Oh, they're so cynical, Mallorca, aren't they? Yeah, instead of taking it on faith when a phony agent brings
you
up.
You could give him some CV, though, can't you?
Well, we're just going to make it up.
Right, that's
the whole thing.
Exactly.
Did you see, were you out and about on the New Year?
Yes, I was staying in Barcelona for New Year.
No, but were you actually, when the actual midnight went over, or did you do, a couple's like the thing?
Went to a club with my friends, yeah, and him.
And him. Yeah. Your friends really must be saying thanks a lot, didn't they?
Yeah, they were.
Yeah, and what are you up to today?
Well, I've got to work today, so I'm at no matches or anything today.
Mm-hmm.
But I've got my nice new car from Bo 3.
Yeah, sure. Well, you got $5,000 off of the manager.
Yeah, it's really gone now.
I bet it is.
You got $5,000 off the... Did that pay for Barcelona?
I did, yeah.
Yeah, so the manager who said, now, for the love of God, give me my photos and letters.
Now you've got to make a decision whether to squeeze him some more.
Because you still retain some letters, haven't you?
Yeah, and some photos.
Squeezage.
That's a bit of a squeeze, exactly.
one of those orange plastic things that you squeeze the orange down onto.
The photos, is he recognisable from the photos?
Oh, God, yes.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, they wouldn't even to ordinary people?
No, because you don't know. I mean, Sometimes they cut the heads off in newspapers, don't they? You know, you do. When you see Contact magazine, I don't know. Either they wear the masking tape across their eyes, or else the heads.
And they blur them out, though, with that kind of electronic thing.
Yeah.
So if
you squint, you can get rid of the mosaic.
You know it from these, Danny. If I'd have showed you that time I met you...
And you had them on us.
Yes.
And I was wearing a jumper that made me look really fat. And I forgot you were coming in, otherwise I'd have worn...
And a special hat.
And a special hat. Yeah, but anyway, but you've still got those. I think you can squeeze them for a few more quid.
Well, I should start talking about him again then, and he'll stop panicking and
leave that to us, my dear. Thank you very much indeed, Joe.